The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Now, the first Sunday of Advent, the first day of a brand new liturgical year. So, in a sense, Happy New Year. But as we begin the season of Advent and this new liturgical year, our church, in her wisdom and in her guidance of us, the people of God, the flock, the sheep of our Lord, she gives to us this reading from the gospel that focuses on Jesus' second coming in glory. Now, we all know what Advent's about, right? This is not the first time, right? Advent is all about the preparation for Christmas, for Jesus' first coming. But at this time, at the very beginning of the church's year, at the very beginning of Advent, she would have us focus on his second coming, when he will come in great power and glory on a cloud and with all these signs in the heavens. The first time he came in meekness and humility, in obscurity, in the middle of nowhere in Bethlehem. His second coming will be quite different, in glory and power. And so my question for us this morning, the question I want us to meditate on, is that if our Lord came back today, and he came on his cloud with great power and glory, and he came back today, how would you fare? What would be your attitude? Would you stand erect and raise your head, as our Lord says, joyful that your redemption is at hand? Or would you be a little nervous? A little nervous because you're not sure how things are going to go. Because here's the deal, my friends. For those who are friends with God, those who know our Lord, those Christians especially who know the love of God, know that our Lord is a merciful judge and that he loves us. And those who are in friendship with him know that when he comes, he's coming to bring redemption. And that is a cause for great joy in their lives. And so they wouldn't be too worried. And so they would have the courage to stand erect. They would have the strength to stand before the Son of Man because they wouldn't be afraid. But for those who are not friends with God, or those who only have a passing acquaintance with our Lord, those who just kind of maybe know some things about him, but don't know him, for those men and women, it will be a scary day because the redemption might not be at hand. Instead, their condemnation. And so today, our church stands before us and has us meditate on our Lord's second coming. And throughout the course of this Advent, she will routinely have us focus on this coming, the second coming, but also on the first coming. And so if we are to meditate on these comings of our Lord so that it might produce in us the fruit of redemption, a life well lived, a life of virtue and mercy, then we need to prepare for it, huh? Amen? And so I want to give you two simple ways in which this Advent you might be able to prepare for our Lord's coming. First one, adopt a willing heart when it comes to waiting. That's right, you heard me right, waiting. I know it might seem strange, right? Especially in our culture today, we hate waiting, right? Everything about our American society especially hates waiting, right? Almost our entire structure of our entire lives are set up so that we don't have to wait. Those of you who are young don't know what I'm talking about, but probably won't know what I'm talking about. Those who are of a certain age, like my age, do y'all remember dial-up internet? Y'all remember that, right? You got mail, right? You remember that? AOL? And you get those CDs in the mail, right? With like 500 free hours. You remember those days? All right, it took a while to get on the internet. You just didn't like click on it and just pop up. It took like 5 minutes to get on the internet. And then when you wanted to download something, it was like an event. You had to like go make some coffee and come back and maybe you got a picture downloaded, right? Everything about our society today is quick, so there's no waiting. And so if we are to adopt a spirit of waiting, then we have to be intentional about it. We have to make time for it, to sit by ourselves, to sit and wait willingly and realize in solidarity and be with the men and women who have gone before us and wait patiently for the coming of our Lord. Now, while we do this, the second thing that you can also do at the same time is to wait in silence, right? So if there's anything our society hates more than waiting, it's silence. Right? Did you ever notice that? Our entire society is filled with noise. Almost from the time we wake up to the time we sleep, we feel like we need to be hearing something. Right? You ever see people walk around with earbuds in their ears? They'll just be walking around with little earbuds. Or they'll be driving in a car. That's one that I never understand. Right? You're driving a car and you got earbuds in your ears. Like what happens if somebody honks the horn? Like, right? But they got earbuds in their ear. Anyway, people are always listening to stuff. This Advent, let's embrace silence. Let's embrace waiting. Now, because I'm so practical and I want to help you guys out, I want to give you guys a little practice right here. Those of you who are married, all right, we're doing this. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. I know you guys are smart. You know where this is going. Those of you who are married and your spouse is with you, what I want you to do is I want you to kind of turn your bodies towards each other and I want you to stare at each other in the eyes for an indeterminate period of time. Counting, starting on three. Here we go. One, two, three. Y'all look at each other. Y'all can't do it. It's hilarious. All right, guys. See? Think about this for a second. What was that? Like 20 seconds? Not even, right? My dear friends, that's what our Lord wants to do with us. He wants us to look at Him, to wait for Him. But if we are not used to it, if we're not used to waiting in silence, it gets a little awkward. It gets a little strange because we start to think we should be like doing something, right? We start to get like little kids and we start wiggling around. Our Lord is a God of patience and silence. It's very rare, even in the scriptures, for our Lord to do anything over the top. It's only with great, great rarity that our Lord does something spectacular. It's very rare. More often than not, our Lord speaks silently. In the depths of our hearts, He speaks. Think of Elijah, the greatest of all the prophets. Elijah, in great power and glory, is raised up into heaven. But he first encountered the Lord's voice, not in the earthquake or the fire or the wind. Do you remember that story? but he heard our Lord speaking to him in the silence of a still, small voice. My dear friends, if we are to prepare for our coming of our Lord during this Advent, if we are to really do it and not just make this Advent just another ho-hum Advent, then we need to be men and women of waiting and of silence. But it's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to us, and we have to be intentional about it, to make time for it, to set aside time where we can turn off the phone and turn off everything else and focus and wait in silence for our Lord. Today at this Mass, our Lord calls us to this great intimacy of being quiet, of looking at Him and waiting for Him in silence. Today, let us resolve that we are going to try our hardest to spend this time in quiet, patience, waiting. Amen.